We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Bobcat Sports Network from Learfield, this is Cat Chat with Danny Sprinkle and Trisha Benford, presented by Montana's Rib and Chop House. Here's the voice of the Bobcats, Keaton Galogli.
Hello, hello, hello to another edition of Cat Chat. There we go. Live from Montana's Rib and Chop House. All right, how about for everybody who's here and live? Hello, lovely to see some friendly faces. And a great show planned for you. We'll talk some men's basketball, women's basketball. We'll talk with Trisha Binford. We've got Leah Beattie coming to the show. We've got assistant coach Andy Hill. And, of course, we've got head coach Danny Sprinkle. Coach, how we feeling?
Doing good. Glad to be back home. I know that that was a little loud there.
It's okay. We're getting it. Live radio.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's good to be back home. Just landed about, you know, 2-3 hours ago and had a couple early morning wake-up calls, 2 out of the last 3 days. So looking forward to tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it's been a busy, busy day. So 3 games in 5 days, really, for both teams. And everybody in the league's got to do it at least once.
Yep.
But it is tough. It is a grind. I mean, let's just get to the schedule because people probably don't totally know. But, you know, we play Thursday night and then Saturday early evening. And I don't know, how long does it take you after a game like that to, like, kind of calm down and, like, relax a little bit? It's not like, you know, you come off a game and you're like, oh, cool, I'm, like, ready to go to bed.
Yeah, no, the adrenaline doesn't wear off really until the next morning. You know, I mean, it's hard to sleep that. It's hard to sleep that night, and it's hard to even get up the next morning, but. You know, especially during conference, you know, even you're just back up and at them and you're scouting for the next opponent.
Yeah, that's how it goes. So, okay, so we play Saturday night and then we've got wheels up at 7 a.m. on Sunday.
Sunday, yep.
And then so that means leaving the brick at 5.
Yep.
Wheels up at 7. We got the layover, get into Lewiston, get there, go practice, get the guys loose a little bit.
Yep.
What's the philosophy on that? I mean, obviously you don't want them just, like, sitting around, but, you know, what's it like when you're just trying to get those guys to kind of get the plane out of their body?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the main thing I wanted to do was to get to the hotel. You know, we had about 2 hours for practice and just get in bed and rest.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of walked through. We didn't do much at all in practice and shot. And then I wanted to get them back in bed to be ready for tomorrow night. Obviously it didn't work too well, you know, the first 8 minutes of that game, but it's just hard travel. You know, it's big sky travel and, you know, getting to Moscow is always hard because it's either a 9-hour bus ride or
it's two flights, and then you still got to take about an hour, you know, in the cars.
Right. Yeah, and I know for, you know, for Idaho yep. themselves, when they're traveling out, I mean, that's an hour and a half drive to Spokane almost every time for them just to start their trips.
Yeah, you know, unless they may fly out of Pullman too, you know, yeah. probably sometimes, or even Lewiston, which we flew into. But, yeah, no, I mean, it's hard. It's hard.
It is what it is. And for the guys at least able to get back, because classes start
tomorrow
for them?
Yep, tomorrow.
Okay, so nice way for them to end their month-long break.
Exactly. I'm sure they're really looking forward to getting back to class and seeing their fellow students. And we can't wait to get them back, you know, for the men's and women's games to get the fans back, the students back in the field house.
Yeah, yeah. We saw the biggest crowd of the year so far.
Yeah.
About a little over 3,000, 327 in that game against Weber. So nice and loud. And like you said, we'll get plenty of more students in there, too, to start ramping that
yeah,
place
I mean,
up.
That, yeah, that place would have been rocking if the students were there. It was loud anyways. But I can't imagine what it would have been like with 1,000 students in there.
Well, I think the loudest point was probably at the end of that first half against Weber State, if you remember some of those plays. Let's talk about that just a little bit. Montana State in the second of the three games this week won 67-52 against Weber. And, you know, Weber's good as they always are every year as we go through the Big Sky, and got off to a nice start, had a little bit of a lead, kind of going back
yep.
and forth. But, boy, that defense really turned on, and that sparked the offense for some big-time plays.
It did. I mean, that started everything. You know, the first two games of the weekend, you know, I mean, the defense translated into offense. And, you know, we did a tremendous job. It really got our energy going. You know, we had some, you know, we call it first to the floor, but guys diving on the floor, getting loose balls. And that's how Raekwon had two of his big dunks.
Yeah, that one-hand windmill slam was something else, man. You don't see too much of that even, like, in the NBA. In
yeah.
game.
No,
and we got a chance to see
yeah.
it there.
He never seems to amaze me. Like, he jumps so effortlessly. I mean, it's crazy. He just floats up there forever. And, you know, he does it on his jump shots, too. But he's really exciting to watch. And you know, that's why I think obviously the fans were going crazy.
Yeah, that really, really ramped things up. And what are some of the other dunks maybe you've seen that we haven't seen in a game? Because you can't get as crazy in a game, but that was still, I mean, that was a full 360 rotation. Like, how crazy are some of his
yeah.
best dunks?
I mean, they're crazy. He could be in an NBA dunk contest,
yeah.
you know, for sure. I mean, he does some things after practice or even in the summers. And he can do it when he wakes up. Like, he's just a natural athlete to where he doesn't even need to stretch to do half that stuff.
It's wild, man. That was fun. But that definitely seemed to change the complexion and really kind of open things up
yep.
at the end of that first half. Had a 20-point lead going into break in that game. And a big reason why was that late run at the
no
end
question.
Of the first half. Jabril Bello in this game had another 17 points. He went 5 of 6. In the Idaho State game, he put up another fine performance with 16 points on 4 of 8 shooting, got to the line 8 of 9. And I know the free throw shooting has been a little up and down, but it was certainly up over the last three games.
Yes.
Jabril Bello feels like he was kind of the guy that was really pushing the charge on that.
Yeah, you know, we came in the morning last week, all week, and had the guys come in different groups and, you know, probably about 125 free throws each, you know, in the morning. But it pays off, you know, because
yeah.
we just told them, trust the work that you're putting in. And obviously, you know, they had confidence, and they're capable of shooting like that. We even shot well last night at Idaho. And, you know, hopefully we can continue that through the year, because in order to win in Big Sky games, you can't, you know, you got to shoot well from the free throw line.
No doubt about it. All right, we're going to step aside, but when we get back, we'll continue to talk that was for men's basketball. We'll also talk about last night's game at Idaho as well. All right, we're taking a break from Catch At, presented by Learfield.
For every peak, valley, and plateau, for every mishap and every adventure, for every Montanan in every season of life, Bozeman Health is here to deliver care with quality, compassion, and respect. Because we see you as more than the patient you are today, we look to what's on the horizon for you and our community over the decades to come. That's care beyond care. Well beyond. Bozeman Health.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get any size McCafe iced coffee in any flavor for just $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
You are a Bobcat fan, and your seat matters. Section 108, right in the middle. And a perfect view of the fast break, alley-oop, and slam dunk. At Kendall Ford Lincoln of Bozeman, we're a proud supporter of Montana State Athletics. We're big fans of teamwork, dedication, and helping customers find the best deal on the perfect vehicle to fit their needs. Where you sit matters, as in the driver's seat. Get started at KendallFordBozeman.com. Kendall, let's start something great.
With friendly customer service and an outstanding location near Montana State University in the base of the Bridger Mountain Range, Country Inn & Suites by Radisson is the perfect place to begin your Bozeman adventure. Country Inn & Suites offers a hot and delicious Be Our Guest breakfast buffet each morning. Free Wi-Fi is available throughout the property, and we have a business center and meeting rooms. Our indoor pool and hot tub is a great way to relax after a day of fun, and the on-site fitness center will keep your workout goals on track. We have spacious king and double queen suites with a full-size sleeper sofa available, and every room in Country Inn & Suites is smoke-free. Reserve your room today.
Great houses start with a sound foundation. That foundation starts with a mortgage with Sarah Kelzer and team at Guaranteed Rate. She is Bozeman's trusted mortgage specialist with 20 years experience that knows the neighborhood. We have great rates and personalized home lending solutions, and our decisions are made quickly so you can move into your dream home sooner. Guaranteed Rate, the foundation of great homes throughout Montana. Call Sarah at 406-580-6604 or apply online. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Savings if any vary. Sarah Kelzer, NMLS number 400361. Company NMLS ID 26111. NMLS Consumer Access.
The Bobcats are proud to present these preferred local partners in the home service industry as members of Bobcat Build. Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems, an evolution in comfort has arrived. Bryant, whatever it takes. Carrier Heating and Air Conditioning, confidence is at the heart of everything we do. Carrier, turn to the experts. Mesa Moving and Storage, moving your family soon? Mesa Moving and Storage is here to help. Montana State Athletics encourages our fans to choose these local businesses as they are proud local sponsors and demonstrate what it means to be a Bobcat. We are Bobcat Bill.
At Montana State University, students shape signature experiences that take them across the state and into local communities. MSU is dedicated to its land-grant mission, integrating transformational learning, discovery, and service that improves lives. You'll find our students teaching across Montana, conducting research in the heart of Yellowstone National Park, or even creating small shelter prototypes to address homelessness. Montana State University. Think outside.
Welcome back to Cat Chat, live from Montana's Ribbon Chop House. I'm Keaton Gologli alongside head coach Danny Sprinkle. And we want to remind you, at Montana's Ribbon Chop House, our staff is dedicated to creating extraordinary experiences that raise the bar in each of our communities. Enjoy premium steaks, fresh seafood, and award-winning baby back ribs. We look forward to sharing a little Rocky Mountain hospitality with you. All right, Coach, let's talk a little bit about this game last night, a close game, a 74-70 loss. And, you know, Idaho came into this game. I know they were 0-5 in the Big Sky, but obviously they're better than that. We knew that going in. Devontae Moffitt's a great scorer. Isaac Jones is a great scorer. After we had slowed him down, he put up 42 points in a game. So we know they can score. But really, it was that start. I mean, a 12-0 run by Idaho. Did you feel like it was the travel that kind of played a role in the slow start, or was it something else?
No, I thought it was the two physical games. You know, it was the game against Idaho State and then the game against Weber, and then a little bit of the travel, you know. I mean, all of it kind of accumulated. And, you know, our guys, they looked tired, you know, especially that first 9 minutes of the game. And we just didn't have any energy or juice, and we couldn't get any shots to go. We had some great looks. We had some layups that we missed. And as you know, with college kids, a lot of times their energy goes as if the ball's going through the hoop or not.
Yeah, that is how it goes. But, I mean, look, you did battle back, and this game was a game that went right down to the wire even after that slow start. How'd you feel like you did get that energy going? Like, what kind of turned the tide to get this thing close?
Yeah, we went to our 1-3-1 defense, and we got some stops and we got some steals. And, you know, Raekwon had a nice dunk, got some other layups. But, you know, we just couldn't get over the hump. We cut it to 1 3 or 4 times. And had some layups where if we could have just got that lead, we could have really put the pressure on them. And we just couldn't get over that hump.
And Devontae Moffitt in this game had a big game, 32 points in this ball game, 7 assists. He shot 23 free throws, which was too shy of the Big Sky record for free throws attempted. He shot 23 of them. There was only one guy, Nigel Burris, had 2 free throws like at the end of the game, but that was it. He's a great scorer. I mean, obviously a little bit with the 32 points, but it did also feel like he was making some pretty ridiculous shots in that game.
He did. He made big shots, you know, especially in the last, you know, kind of 6 minutes when we cut the lead to 1, it seemed like he was one of the guys that made a play every time. You know, he He made tough floaters. He made even two shots over Jabril where, you know, we've all seen Jabril, how he comes over from the help side and block shots. And he threw it high off the backboard and got him to fall. And we needed him to just miss one or two of those.
Yeah, and, I mean, Bello was setting up camp in the post there. He had three blocks in this game, so it wasn't like he was just missing things.
Yeah.
I mean, he was already deterring a lot of shots in that game.
Yeah, no, he did. And they're really hard to guard, you know, especially with, you know, Jones, who's the Big Sky Conference leading scorer. And he's such a presence down low. And, you know, if you put, you know, Moffitt in the middle of the floor, you know, you can't trap him because then they got open shooters, which a couple of them made us pay, too. Dominique Ford made some big threes.
Yeah, 4 of 7.
At critical times for them that, you know, were kind of backbreakers against our 1-3-1.
Yeah, and there was a little – it did feel like there was a little bit of basketball gods in their side when Michael Hanshaw was in the game at the end of that first half. I know. He was at the end of the game at the end of the first half only because of foul trouble. He had attempted 1 3-point field goal in his career. It did not go in. And then he put up kind of a late Hail Mary three that just, like, dunked on the back iron and
stuck
rolled
on the rim
and
rolled in.
That was not a shooter's roll.
No. But like you said, you know, it's one of those. It seems like every team we play makes one of those, you know, from Eastern Washington banking a three or, you know, the ball getting tipped up for a rebound and two guys going up and the ball just going in the basket, you know. And so hopefully we've gotten our fill for the year and none of that stuff happens anymore.
Yeah, I do hear the basketball gods are pretty ruthless, but they're at least fair, so I'm sure it'll even out.
Yeah, they need to be fair this Saturday.
Yeah, all right, well, let's talk about it a little bit. Coming up here on Saturday, it is Cat Grizz week, so it did feel like we had to wait just a little bit longer with that Monday game, but
yeah.
The women will be going at 2 p.m. over in Missoula. The men will tip at 7 p.m., so the doubleheader. This is a Montana team that is also coming off a loss against Eastern Washington, so they're a game under 500 right now, but obviously they're dangerous. They've got a lot of experience. What are some of the characteristics of this Montana team? What do they do well?
Yeah, I mean, three of their four losses have come in the last basically 45 seconds, and so they're good. They're big. They're physical. They got Josh Bannon, who's one of the best players in the conference. They got another big, Deshaun Thomas, who can really shoot threes, a transfer from Colorado State, and so they pose a lot of problems because their big guys are skilled and they play on the perimeter, and so, you know, Great and Jabril, they got their work cut out for them. They're gonna have to guard on the perimeter, and we're going to have to defend with a purpose, you know, kind of like we did against Idaho State and against Weber to give ourselves a chance to win it in the end.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. All right, Coach, appreciate the time. Appreciate the insight today, and we'll talk again on Saturday.
You bet. Thank you guys for coming. Go Cats.
All right, Head Coach Danny Sprinkle. We're going to take a break, and before we dive into some women's hoops, we'll be joined by Assistant Coach Andy Hill after this timeout. We're live from Montana's Ribbon Chop House, and you're listening to Cat Chat, presented by Learfield.
Town & Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town & Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 7 locations. Visit your local Town & Country Foods today. Go Cats!
Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. outside the box for your complete branding solutions. Located in Bozeman, Montana, we offer a full print shop for banners, signs, wraps, trade show booths and graphics, promotional products, and much more. If you can think it, we can ink it. We are a proud supporter and corporate sponsor of the MSU Bobcats. Like us on Facebook to see some of our cat wraps. Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. and call us at 406-922-6462 or visit us on the web at InkOutside.com.
At Montana State University, students shape signature experiences that take them across the state and into local communities. MSU is dedicated to its land-grant mission, integrating transformational learning, discovery, and service that improves lives. You'll find our students teaching across Montana, conducting research in the heart of Yellowstone National Park, or even creating small shelter prototypes to address homelessness. Montana State University. Think outside.
When a power line has fallen down, it can be downright dangerous and even deadly. That's because downed lines can still energize the ground and objects around them,
To help keep you and others safe, Northwestern Energy says stay at least 35 feet or the length of a semi-truck away from a downed power line and anything the line is touching. You should always assume the line is live, and if you see a downed line, immediately call 911 and warn others. Northwestern Energy, delivering a bright future.
The Gallatin Valley is thriving, and Bozeman is not only a destination for families to live, work, and play, it's also a destination for business. The Bozeman Area Chamber of Commerce is a great way to get involved in Bozeman's thriving business community. The Bozeman Chamber Economic Partnerships assist existing business through expansion, grows new companies in our community, and attracts fresh opportunities for Gallatin County. Bozeman, our community, a jewel among the Northern Rockies. For more information, go to bozemanchamber.com.
Ambient Air Solutions wants to take a moment to show our gratitude and to say thank you. Thank you to our frontline workers. Thank you to our doctors, nurses, and EMTs. Thank you to all the volunteers. And thank you to the Gallatin County community. Ambient Air Solutions is so grateful for your support for over 12 years. We are so blessed to live in such a beautiful place. Ambient Air Solutions is here for all your heating and cooling needs. Call us at 406-577-1818 to schedule your service today. Ambient Air Solutions, simplifying heating and cooling.
Welcome back to Catch At, live from Montana's Ribbon Shop House. Want to remind you that Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Shop their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories for all your game day needs. Shop in-store at their North 7th Avenue locations or online at shopmsubobcats.com. Go Cats! All right, I'm Keaton Gologly, joined by assistant coach Andy Hill now. Coach, how we doing? How we feeling?
I'm doing good. Just got a little yogi in and ready to roll.
All right, I like it. Just got to get that plane out of the body, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Well, with the guys starting class tomorrow, the long trip, give them the night off from Cat Chat. And we can hear a little bit about your story and your perspective.
Yeah, you get stuck with me.
Oh, darn. All right, so Coach Hill, your first year here at Montana State. You'd been at New Mexico before this and had been at Utah for the previous 10 years before that. So a lot of different experience, but tell us a little bit about how you hooked up with Danny and how you ended up here in Bozeman for this season.
Yeah, well, Danny got stuck with me. I had been in the Big Sky. I graduated from Eastern and coached there as well, and obviously down the road for a few years, and then at Utah and New Mexico. So Danny and I have known each other a long time, and I wanted to get back this way, and I really enjoy working for him, and that's important, you know, the where you live, the people you're around, the culture of the team, culture of the program, all that stuff factored into it, and so I'm happy to be a Bobcat and glad to be in Bozeman.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, so was there overlap when you were at Eastern and Danny was here as a player?
Yeah, when he was playing, I was kind of a volunteer GA at Eastern back in the day, and I knew of him then, and then over the years we got to know each other just recruiting and coaching and him being a Montana guy.
Yeah.
And having lived in the state, so
it's a small coaching world, isn't it?
It is. It's a big world, but in the basketball world it gets pretty small pretty quick.
yeah. Now you have another connection too, don't you? So Brian Preby, who works on the radio broadcasts for us for the home games, he was coaching over at Eastern when you were there. Is that right?
He was, yeah. Brian and I have known each other a long time. And then, obviously, he was at Montana State as an assistant for a few years and knew him then. Yeah, so it's really a small world and good to see him here. And I obviously worked with Coach Hughes, Brad Hughes, who was an assistant when Danny played. And then, obviously, head coach here and actually stayed with him this summer so for a little while. So it was good to reconnect. And it's like you say, it's a small basketball world, and get to catch up with a lot of people. It's been fun.
Yeah. What kind of coach was Brian Preby? Like, what was he like as a coach?
He was high energy. He was a positive guy, very energetic, fun to be around. Taught me a lot. And back then, he was really young. not that he's old now, but those guys taught me a lot. It was a good experience.
It's funny, even on the radio broadcasts, Brian still has a little bit of that, like, stoic coach look.
Yeah.
Where he just, like, doesn't react.
Well, it's probably puzzled.
Well, I'm talking, like, even some of the bigger plays, like, even when Raekwon goes wild, or we see these alley-oops, or we see big dunks, big defensive plays, the positive ones, he doesn't even react. It's just, like, he's got that stone coach look, and he just looks right down, marks his sheet, and keeps on keeping on.
Yeah, I'm not sure it ever really leaves you. You'd have to ask him, but Probably so. You know, you do it long enough like you did, and you kind of become accustomed to it and just focus. So, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, what's that like from a coaching perspective? Like, because from a fan perspective, you know, we see a big play and, you know, you're going nuts because it's exciting. That's the whole point, right? I'm focused on describing what I just saw, so I'm reacting. But for coaches, man, you all, like, even in the biggest moments, you just see everybody stone or immediately turn and start talking to somebody. Like, what is going through your mind during those big plays? Like, you're thinking about the next thing up, right?
Yeah, I think the key to it all is never getting too high or too low, whether it's wins or losses or plays. You try to stay in the middle and stay consistent, I think. I think that the head coach and the players appreciate that about guys involved with the team, assistants or personnel. You can't be on a roller coaster. You gotta be steady, especially with as many games as we play now and all the stuff that's out there and the travel. You just can't be too high or too low. So I think that's the main thing. You try to stay in the middle and stay consistent and be poised.
Yeah. Speaking of the travel, you know, with all the experience you have in the Big Sky, like, how much has it changed? Like, is it still fairly similar, or was it much different when you were over in Missoula or with Eastern?
Accustomed to it, I would say this, like, having three games in 5 days and having to go on the road is not something I think should be part of a conference schedule. It's never been part of a conference schedule anywhere I've been. That seems a little odd to me, and then to do it twice is odd. But over the years, I've learned that's the hand you're dealt. You got to play three games in 5 days and traveling. That's no picnic for sure.
Yeah, no, it is what it is. And yep. Just keep on going. And it's in the rearview mirror for this stretch now. Well, let's talk a little bit about this team now and what you're doing. I want to start on the defensive side. From your perspective, tell us a little bit about just the growth defensively and how it's all kind of come together for this team so far.
Yeah, well, I think you have a bunch of new guys. You know, there's a core from last year, but there's also some guys that hadn't played last year a ton or weren't here last year, and so they've had to adapt to the culture that coaches created defensively, and that starts with hard work and starts with, you know, just buying in to playing defense on every possession. I think some guys have grown in the past couple months that way, and that's allowed us to be a better team. I think we got to keep getting better. And last night, we kind of regressed a little bit in some areas. I think there were some things that attributed to that. But at the end of the day, we hadn't really gotten beat off the dribble like that, and some mistakes that we made that we hadn't seen. So obviously, we got to reevaluate and keep getting better. But I think guys have grown in the past couple months defensively and really kind of, as Coach called it, up the ante and bought into it. And that's the biggest thing. I mean, defense really gets down to hard work and some focus to the details, and that matters, especially when you're trying to guard good players.
Well, so. got a couple of really good players you were guarding yesterday, and yep. I know obviously Moffitt did what he did, but Isaac Jones still, again, only 4 points in this game. I think he ended up with a combined 10 points in the two regular season meetings against Idaho. What do you see from Jabril Bello, first off? I'll ask you about great, too, but you know, what do you see from Jabril Bello and the way he defends and what he does well on that side of the floor?
Yeah, Jabril, he works hard. And he's physical, and that matters. And he takes it personal. You know, when a guy like Jones is scoring like he does, I think Jabril's popcorn gets popping. He's ready to roll. So he did a nice job, and we do some things, double-teaming to kind of help out, and then playing enough zone like we did last night. Coach alluded to it. Playing the 1-3-1 allowed us to keep him out of traditional post touches. And so I think a combination of that really helped in the two games that we played him. But obviously it starts with Jabril being physical and establishing in position and not getting pushed around easily.
And then when you're watching, you know, Jabril and great Osabor working together, like, there's not many other teams in the Big Sky that can support those types of bigs out there. What kind of advantage is it when you've got those two guys together? Like, how much fun can it be? How creative can you be defensively with two guys like that on the hardwood at the same time?
Yeah, it gives you some flexibility and Greats played both the 5 and the 4. You know, he did a pretty good job on Jones from Weber at the 4 spot guarding him. His physicality, and he moved and bodied him up, and that really helped us in some stretches of the Weber game. So that definitely provides versatility. And then with foul trouble and conditioning, having flexibility at that spot and a guy who's versatile allows you to buy some minutes and keep him fresh, hopefully, the best we can. So Greats done a good job, and I think he can continue to develop and grow and keep getting physical but be smart while doing it.
Yeah, just a few fewer fouls for him, and he's going to have those minutes start to climb a little, yeah?
Yeah, correct. If he would find a way to stay out of some early foul trouble, he would be able to play some more minutes. That's kind of attributed to some of his stretches where he hasn't been able to play as much.
Is it just over-aggressiveness, or do you, like, what are you seeing?
Some of it's just, you know, a little bit of that focus and discipline mentally not to commit a foul. Sometimes you gotta be physical, but you gotta be smart, you know, going over the back or a silly reach, just those things that you gotta take out of your game in order to stay on the court.
Yeah, sometimes that ball just looks so big and juicy, yeah. You just wanna reach there
That's
and grab
right.
it.
That's right, yep.
Yeah. All right, finally on the 1-3-1 zone, you know,
yeah.
you kind of talked about it a little bit, Danny did. So much fun to watch when it is going. And I mean, Raekwon Battle's kind of the tip of that spear. How much fun is it watching Ray at the top of that 1-3-1 zone and what he's able to do to disrupt opposing offenses?
Yeah, his athleticism and instincts, you got to have somebody up there with some instincts, and Ray has basketball instinct. One of the things I think that hurt us a little bit was Patty McMahon was decent at it as
yeah.
well, and not having him up there with his length, and it kind of just isn't as imposing when you put a smaller guy up there. But Ray does an excellent job, just instincts and athleticism and quickness, getting his hands on balls. It's helped us win a couple games, and then obviously, Patty White, while he was healthy, he was good at it as well.
Right, yeah. Well, the game that comes to mind, of course, is the Southern Utah game
yeah.
where he was in that.
It's bought us some other stretches in games, though. It keeps you out of foul trouble, hopefully. Defense isn't used to it. A lot of them probably don't practice it. So I think it's helped us in some stretches.
All right. Well, assistant coach Andy Hill, appreciate the time today
yeah.
and looking forward to the rest of the year and Cat Grizz on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a good night. Appreciate it.
All right.
It.
Assistant coach Andy Hill. We're going to take a break, and when we get back, we'll dive into some women's hoops with head coach Trisha Binford. We're live from Montana's Ribbon Chop House. You're listening to Cat Chat presented by Learfield.
For every peak, valley, and plateau, for every mishap and every adventure, for every Montanan in every season of life, Bozeman Health is here to deliver care with quality, compassion, and respect. Because we see you as more than the patient you are today. We look to what's on the horizon for you and our community over the decades to come. That's care beyond care. Well beyond. Bozeman Health.
Have you missed the familiar sounds of a Montana State basketball game? The squeaking of sneakers? Or the fans cheering? You know you want to be there. You know you need to be there. Conoco is here to get you there. So jump in your car, fill up at Conoco, and be part of the winning experience. Don't forget to download and use the My Conoco app to save. Conoco, choose go. Proud sponsor of the Montana State Bobcats. Universal Athletic has been a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Check out their great selection of Bobcat apparel and accessories for all your game day needs. Shop in store at their North 7th Avenue location or online at shop.msubobcats.com for everything you need to cheer on your Bobcats. Universal Athletic, a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics for over 45 years. Go Cats! At Montana's Ribbon Chop House, our guests and service are our top priorities. We've been serving Rocky Mountain community's signature steaks, delicious seafood, and award-winning baby back ribs for over 20 years. Whether you're celebrating an important milestone, want to watch a big game, or just grab lunch with friends, we're your local spot that feels like home. We have locations in Bozeman, Billings, Butte, and Livingston, so you can enjoy Ribbon Chop House across Montana. We look forward to sharing a little Rocky Mountain hospitality with you soon.
Bobcat fans, support both your favorite team and Montana State students. When you shop at MSU Bookstores, you help lower the price of course materials for Montana State students. MSU Bookstore is owned by MSU students and faculty and serves as the only not-for-profit campus bookstore in Montana. Shop online at msubookstore.org, at Bobcat Stadium on game days, or on campus in the Strand Union Building. Remember, Bobcat fans, when you shop at MSU Bookstore, all proceeds from your purchase go directly to lowering the cost of course materials for Montana State students.
Hello, tomorrow. We may not know exactly what you've got in store for us, for our routines and our normals. But here's the thing. Turns out, we've got this. We haven't seen everything, but we have seen ourselves be more ready for whatever you bring than we thought we would be. So when it comes to tomorrow, Bring on the day. First Interstate, built for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Visit us at firstinterstate.com.
Back for Cat Chat. We're getting set to talk some women's hoops, but first, let's pause 10 seconds for our network station identification. This is Cat Chat.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome live to Montana's Ribbon Shop House for Cat Chat today. Want to remind you that Montana's Ribbon Shop House has been serving Rocky Mountain communities for over 20 years. Our ability to grow has come through our commitment to Rocky Mountain hospitality, a concept which incorporates a casual attitude with our commitment to loyalty, safety, service, and quality food. We hope you'll be our guest at one of our Montana locations soon. I'm Keaton Glogley, and we're going to change our attentions now to some women's hoops, and we're joined by head coach Tricia Binford. Coach, how we doing?
Doing well, Keaton. Welcome back to Bozeman.
Yes, it was one game, but a lot of days.
Yeah, for sure. Travel in the big sky, right?
That's okay. We knew what we were signing up for.
That's right.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Well, and you guys had a heck of a travel week as well. I mean, a normal one, but going on the road for two games to Idaho State and Weber State this week before coming home for that win last night at Worthington Arena. But you guys had a chance to go to the Big Sky Conference offices, is that right?
We did. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We kind of set that up pretty early. Daniel Sally, our director of ops, kind of got that scheduled for us. And John Casper, I should say, there's so many Johns over at the Big Sky Conference office. But Casper, he did a really good job just doing a little bit of a tour, talking about thoughts on scheduling and media rights and what they do for the Big Sky tournament. It was just really helpful for the kids to hear a little bit of the history and the background and things that they're doing from a social media standpoint. So it was a lot of fun. And it kind of broke up a little bit of that ride as getting ready to head over for our practice over at Weber State.
Yeah, did anything stick out maybe for the players that they didn't, like, know was going on there, just between, like, a thought that goes into stuff or social media or anything?
That is a great question. I think probably how well they do from a Big Sky Conference office. I mean, yeah. You know, they're kind of in the top five in the nation as far as publicity and viewership and people following them. So they do a really good job. And I, you know, some of those things, sometimes kids are maybe a little bit less aware. And so as a conference, we're doing a really good job and getting the ESPN Plus has really made a big difference, get the Big Sky out there as well. And so there was some discussion on that, and that was helpful for the kids to hear too.
Yeah, well, I love it because that's the only way I can watch you guys play.
For sure. The part I didn't know is the internationals. You know, both us and the men's program, we have so many kids from overseas, and ESPN Plus isn't available for international student athletes, and so that is one of the things that they're working on, because we'd love for our families away from the United States to be able to watch our kids play too.
Well, for now they'll just have to listen to
they're gonna have to listen to the great voices of the Bobcats and you too.
All right, well, let's get into some games here. Let's start with the Idaho State game, a 60-57 win in this ball game. Lexi Deedon had 16 points on 7 of 11 shooting. This was quite the back-and-forth affair, too. 21 points in that first quarter, 7 points in that second quarter. But Idaho State's a great defensive team, and even though it was a little back-and-forth early, it looked like you guys were able to just kind of hold on to that lead and play with the lead the whole game.
Yeah, small trivia. I didn't even know this until after the game, but our associate head coach, Sonny Smallwood, said that that Idaho State was previously in the top two in the nation in scoring defense behind South Carolina. So Wow. So they are hard to put points up on the board against. Traditionally, Seton's always done a great job of just making them really physical, and they just kind of go through and they just force you to shoot a lot of shots over them. And I felt like we prepared really well for the swarm that we're going to feel in the post play and the physicality of that, and just our ball movement, the post play, the chemistry there was as good as I've seen it all year. And Lexi and Cola, just how they played off of each other that entire night. Obviously, Lexi was fantastic. Cola was fantastic. Our post rotations and our depth, I thought, really showed. And we went into that game with a really big point of emphasis on the glass. And this is a team that had 3 or 4 kids on the offensive glass in the top 15 of the Big Sky Conference. And their leading offensive rebounder, we held to 0 awards in that contest. And so that was a really important stat, especially when you're on the road, to come through to finish that game well.
Yeah, no doubt. Plus 10 in this game of the rebounding battle. 7 combined assists from Deedon and Bad Bear. Like, that's crazy to have 2 post players like that. It's really fun to watch the way those 2 players are able to just kind of find each other in such small windows. Like, how do they have that vision to just find somebody, even though it's only 3 feet? That's a pretty blocked 3 feet sometimes.
For sure. I mean, you know, chemistry takes a little bit of time, but they definitely have some experience together. And early in the season, we were really trying to keep them both at the 5, and Lexi was just coming on so well and too well that we needed to find more minutes for her, and we inserted her into the starting lineup to kind of come out with that fearless punch. And ever since those 2 have been playing more minutes together, they've just continued to evolve and grow. And want to give a lot of credit to our coaching staff, and Coach Mays oversees our post play. He spent a lot of time with them on ways that we're countering. Coach Bussey on the offensive end, as she gets more actions of people cutting off the post play. We're just kind of, right now they're slowing down and finding some openings, and it's really just evolved both of them, but the entire post play is getting better and better every week.
So a nice 60-57 win, handing Idaho State their first loss in Big Sky play, and then the bus trip to Salt Lake with the stop at the Big Sky offices, and a win against Weber, 80-65. We're going to talk with Leah Beatty here in a little bit, but this was her ball game. 26 points, 6 of 10 from the three-point line, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Tremendous game, one point shy of her season high, but man, shots seemed to really be falling.
Man, if I would have known that, Leah, I would have drawn up another play, right? Coach Mays, you should have heard him on the sideline. He's like, she's crashing because she's going to get more points on the board. I'm like, well, let's. I like the way she's crashing. So her middle nickname is Buckets for a reason.
I like it.
And she's just such a major weapon for us in every facet. And obviously the 3-ball is one thing that was going. But what people probably, you know, you're talking about hitting a lot of threes, but how quickly she gets that shot off. Her release is very, very quick. And her teammates really found her well. And Weber was doing a great job of kind of plugging the paint up. So you gotta find some other ways to put some points on the board. And she certainly was a great answer for us in that second half.
Yeah, it's good to be quick, but I'm sure it helps, too, to have that pass right in that shooting pocket, too. I mean, you can't be quick if
it's
bouncing around your ankles.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at the assists with Darian and Grace. I know Grace had 7 assists on that game, but sometimes, you know, you look at some of your point guard distribution, and we are 15-10 on assist to turnover ratio. And anytime we hit over that 14 mark on assists, I feel like good things are happening for us as a team. And that ball doesn't get stuck, gets moving. But I will tell you what, we were pretty slow out of the gate with that starting group, and that bench that came in and that first sub rotation, they were just gave us a huge lift. And I feel like our bench continues to get better and better every single game, and that's really showing through when you have this kind of travel schedule and in so many games back to back.
Is this one of your deeper teams?
For sure. You know, like you could split up our group of, we've got 11 right now. We'll have 12 when Maddie's back in this week, and then we've got Brooke, so that gets us back up there to 13. And but what I will tell you is, if you split any 2-5 at any practice of ours, it's a toss-up who's going to win that battle. So they're really, really competitive, and, you know, it's kind of like you're rotating two starting lineups out there, and very complimentary. They all have their different gifts, but there's a lot of trust in this team with anybody we throw on the floor at any point, and given this conference, it's a really powerful situation for us to have. So you could overcome foul trouble. You can overcome travel, but they're playing very well.
Yeah, and, boy, you can really get some game-type speed and energy in practice when you can put five-on-five like that.
You know,
yeah.
We during this holiday break, you know, we have a really good scout team, too. You know, our scout team, Keaton, Easton, actually at our Pocatello game, Idaho State, his family is from the Salt Lake area, and so he came over with his family, and so much of the preseason we were going up against the scout team because they're so good, they're so athletic, they're very good defensively. But during the holiday break, when they're not here in school and we're going up against each other, it's like a bloodbath. So there is something to be said for going up against each other and really competing.
Love that. Idaho game this last evening, so a 72-65 win. Another great effort on the glass, plus 15, and part of that was Lamardo and Darian White. Darian White, the first double-double of the year for the squad, 18 points, 11 boards. Really fun to see the way everybody was crashing the glass, especially with the guards. I mean, sometimes it just feels like some of these guards are sneaking in there. You didn't even know they were coming, and bam, they've got the rebound.
For sure. And the funny thing is those two are stoppers and protectors, so that's the running joke on transition defensive responsibilities. What I'll tell you is Darian, for us, stops the ball in transition, so she's got a little freedom because she's super quick. So we call it the nail. So it's the foul area where the shot goes up. We're going to put her there so she can stop the ball in transition. And Idaho in transition is one of our most important key situations. But there's so many offensive rebounds she gets by just being in that territory, so to speak. And then you have KJ. We call her KJ for Caitlin. And if for some reason, you know, Darian's a little bit higher, then KJ can be in that position and crash. And another just she is. She's like Spider-Man out there. And really had some big rebounds and big minutes for us. But, yeah, they're very, very active. And Idaho has so many long rebounds with the three ball. I'm like, half of their shots are going to be from the three-point line. So you really have to hunt those things down. Everything's going to be a little bit further away. So very active group. But we were paying a lot of attention to just keeping some fresh legs on the floor. Just granted the fact that Idaho was on their second game. We were on our third. We both traveled on Sunday. We knew we were going to have a little bit of heavy legs in some regard. But at the same time, this was round two for us in the brick. And so we felt like we were going to have some energy to play off of with that as well. And it definitely showed.
No doubt. And then another big milestone for Darian White, reaching 1,500 career points. No small feat. I mean, that is impressive stuff. And she just keeps climbing the ladder.
Yeah, it's a big number. I'm like, you look at all of her numbers, and very few people have hit that number. So we're going to see how far she can continue to take that chart. But she really set the tone for us. You know, I think the biggest difference for us is just how we came out. With this game, we certainly weren't ready to go when we were on the road there, and that's on me. And I felt like our kids were kind of really locked into the game plan for this, but it started with her. She was super attack-minded and made some great decisions down the stretch, but really attacked well. But there's a lot more points to come from that one.
All right, a 3-0 week going into Cat Grizz Week coming up on Saturday. Women will be going at 2 p.m. over in Missoula. Quickly, just give us a couple of keys, some things that that Montana does well and that you're going to have to go up against on Saturday.
Well, number one, Dahlberg. So I think you really got to factor in the communication piece, just getting our kids to lock in on each other and just kind of remove the distractions of the crowd noise and that sort of thing. It's going to be a huge atmosphere, which is super fun for all the fans. But for us, number two, it's going to continue just focusing on ourselves, to be quite honest. We got to do a great job on the glass. We're on the road. It's going to be a grind. We have adversity on the road. This is a team that is really good in transition. They've got a lot of floor balance, and they also have a really, really good bench that comes in and gives them a big lift. And so I think you're going to see who kind of goes through the paint and gets that balance. They run in transition similar to us. They go through their post play as well. They attack the paint, and we're going to have to do a great job of guarding them and forcing some tough shots and finishing plays.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be fun on Saturday. Head coach Tricia Binford, thank you so much for the time and the insight.
Thanks for being here.
All right. We'll take a break, and on the other side of the timeout, we'll talk with Leah Beattie. We are live from Montana's Ribbon Chop House, and you're listening to Cat Chat, presented by Learfield.
Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. outside the box for your complete branding solutions. Located in Bozeman, Montana, we offer a full print shop for banners, signs, wraps, trade show booths and graphics, promotional products, and much more. If you can think it, we can ink it. We are a proud supporter and corporate sponsor of the MSU Bobcats. Like us on Facebook to see some of our cat wraps. Ready to build your brand? Think Inc. and call us at 406-922-6462 or visit us on the web at InkOutside.com.
Hello, tomorrow. We may not know exactly what you've got in store for us, for our routines and our normals. But here's the thing. Turns out, we've got this. We haven't seen everything, but we have seen ourselves be more ready for whatever you bring than we thought we would be. So when it comes to tomorrow, bring on the day. First Interstate, built for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Visit us at firstinterstate.com.
Town and Country Foods is a proud supporter of Bobcat Athletics. As a locally owned company, we believe the benefit of buying local helps support the local economies in Southwest Montana. Our stores offer great selections of items you need every day, including organics, specialty foods, fresh meats and produce, along with incredible selections from our bakery and deli departments. Town and Country Foods is 100% employee owned and serves Southwest Montana with 7 locations. Visit your local Town and Country Foods today. Go Cats!
The Gallatin Valley is thriving, and Bozeman is not only a destination for families to live, work, and play, it's also a destination for business. The Bozeman Area Chamber of Commerce is a great way to get involved in Bozeman's thriving business community. The Bozeman Chamber Economic Partnerships assist existing business through expansion, grows new companies in our community, and attracts fresh opportunities for Gallatin County. Bozeman, our community, a jewel among the Northern Rockies. For more information, go to BozemanChamber.com.
Ambient Air Solutions wants to take a moment to show our gratitude and to say thank you. Thank you to our frontline workers. Thank you to our doctors, nurses, and EMTs. Thank you to all the volunteers. And thank you to the Gallatin County community. Ambient Air Solutions is so grateful for your support for over 12 years. We are so blessed to live in such a beautiful place. Ambient Air Solutions is here for all your heating and cooling needs. Call us at 406-577-1818 to schedule your service today. Ambient Air Solutions, simplifying heating and cooling.
Bridger Brewing is home to award-winning locally crafted beer and pizza and is proud to support all things Bobcat sports. Open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily, last beer served at 8 p.m. and located right across from the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse. Stop by after the game today to enjoy a cold pint of beer and a slice of made-from-scratch delicious pizza. Dine-in service and online ordering for takeout are both available. Check out BridgerBrewing.com and at Bridger Brewing on Instagram and Facebook, and stay tuned for updates on our newest adventure in Three Forks, Montana.
Welcome back to Montana's Ribbon Chop House for Cat Shed. I'm Keaton Gologoli, joined by Junior Leah Beatty. Leah, how we doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. How'd you hold up after 3 games in 5 days? Feeling fresh?
Still feeling pretty fresh, yeah. We do a lot with our trainer Bailey and getting kind of our recovery there. So it's been good to keep us fresh for those games.
No doubt. All right, so we're going to talk with Leah Beatty here a little bit. We're in our final segment of Cat Chat this week. No game on Thursday. Women play at 2, men play at 7 over in Missoula this week before we get back into kind of the regular grind of things. But Leah, heck of a ball game the other day on Saturday with 26 points, 6 of 10 for 3. How are you feeling out there on Saturday?
I felt pretty good. I'm not going to lie. Before the game, I was kind of feeling like I was hitting my shots, and so I felt like that was kind of a good sign. And after you see those first few go in, the rim just kind of gets bigger and bigger. So I felt that kind of as the game progressed there.
Yeah, that is how it goes. It's kind of tricky, isn't it?
Yeah.
You also got to the line in this game a little bit too. I mean, that was a season high in free throws. You went 6 of 6. What do you attribute that to? I mean, were you doing anything different, or was it just kind of the luck of the draw that day?
I think it was kind of towards the end of the game when they were down and they were fouling us to try to get back into the game. I was able to get some of those rebounds and just hold on to it. And so I was happy with being able to go down the stretch and knock down those free throws, because that's something that I kind of struggled with early on in my career. And so just having that confidence that, especially in a game like that, where making all those threes, it kind of helped me have that confidence at the free throw line as well.
Yeah, what's it like mentally when you're in that big moment? You know you're like so close to being able to ice down a game. Like, I don't know, what is it in between the years?
Yeah, I think it's just knowing that, you know, how many free throws I've shot in my life. I've probably shot thousands of free throws, and just knowing that that it's just me and the rim right here and just not thinking too much about it and just kind of doing your routine and knowing exactly what you've done in the past.
Yeah, does it help to come from such a basketball and coaching family?
Yeah, I think it does. It's huge. My mom, my aunt, my grandpa, my sister, like all of them were involved in my development as a player, especially in high school. And so I think having that knowledge, getting that from them at such a young age has really helped me through my college career as well.
Yeah, well, break it down for us. So your mom and your aunt played, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then your grandfather was a part of the high school staff?
He was.
Okay. Did he play?
He did, yeah.
Okay. Where did he play? Like, he
didn't
play college?
He didn't play in college.
Just
high school.
Yeah. Okay. And how long has he been coaching over there then?
Oh, he coached all me and my sisters over there, so yeah. I want to say that was probably at least 8 years.
Okay.
And then he coached my dad in high school in Montana.
Cool.
So he's been coaching for a long time.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, and then how many siblings do you have?
Three sisters.
Okay, three sisters. Did
yeah.
they all play too?
They did, yeah.
Okay.
They all
and
played
which
in high
one
school.
Are you in the hierarchy of age?
I'm the youngest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So did it help to like kind of go up against the older sisters on the basketball court?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was on the practice squad actually when I was in 7th and 8th grade, and they were in high school, and so they bullied up on me a little bit. I think it was good for me to kind of toughen up at a young age, so that has helped me a lot.
Yeah, for sure. So I mean, did that help you kind of when you first got to college, because the speed is obviously drastically different?
Yeah. I think it did help me for sure. Just I also sat on the bench probably since I was in fifth grade between my aunt and my grandpa, so I kind of heard a lot of their feedback and like what they were thinking in the game. So I think I've just always kind of had that basketball mind and like in watching the game at kind of like a different speed. And so it was definitely going from that high school level to that college level, because like you said, it's a lot faster. But I think just kind of having that helped me adjust better.
Yeah. So, you know, being around coaches so much like that, like, do you have any interest in going to coaching after your playing days are done?
I actually would not mind going back, potentially moving back to Texas, Midland, where I'm from,
yeah.
and maybe coaching at the same high school that I went to. I think it would be really fun to kind of give back to the place that gave me a lot.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be
yeah.
a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we do have to talk about both your mom and your aunt played for that team in Maroon, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. They did, unfortunately.
So where are they now? Like, what's it like going into Cat Grizz Week when you've got the legacy of them, but now you're the current Cat?
Yeah, so initially it was kind of an adjustment for them to get used to that blue and gold color, because they kind of grew up with those Maroon roots, but they've been nothing but supportive in this whole transition, and they get a little bit anxious for the game, especially in Missoula, because they haven't been on the other side of that other than last year they were. But I think they're just really looking forward to getting to watch me play, you know, where they also play. So they're really excited, and they'll be there.
Yeah, oh, good, good, good. Because
yeah.
they're both still down in Texas right now.
Yeah,
but they're coming up for the game.
Correct.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of – so, I mean – the big question is, what are they wearing to the game? What
colors?
Oh,
blue and gold all the way, for sure. They'll be sporting it in a sea of maroon. They'll wear that.
I love that. It's so much fun on this show how many different people we've talked to who now their parents had to switch the wardrobe out.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
nothing you can do about it.
No, yeah, you got to do it.
I love that. Well, yeah, that's a lot of fun as we kind of get into that. What was it like? I mean, so you have – did you still have family up here in Montana when you came up here to Montana State?
I did, yeah. So my grandparents still live here on both sides, and then also my cousins live in Missoula as well.
Okay, so
yeah.
were you still traveling up to Montana a bunch as a kid, or were you mostly still down in Texas?
We did. We traveled to Montana a lot in the summers because I have some cousins in Missoula. I have some cousins in Phillipsburg, Anaconda, just kind of that whole area. So we would definitely go there in the summers and stuff.
But yep. the summers, not the winters.
Yeah, summers,
your
not the winters. Yes, they did. They knew.
Well, so was it an adjustment for the winters when you got here?
It was initially. I think that first winter was like, wow, it's October and it's already snowing. Like, it's going to be like this for a while. But I think I've adjusted well. I've really kind of enjoyed having that snow in December.
Yeah.
Like, during Christmas time, it really makes it feel like Christmas. Because in Texas, it could be 75 degrees and you could have a picnic outside on Christmas.
Right,
so
yeah.
It's a little bit weird, but I enjoy the winters during Christmas time.
Yes. Okay, so anytime you guys are, like, hosting recruits who are maybe from a warm area, like, what do you tell them? What do you say, hey, here's how you survive the winter? What's your advice to people like that?
Oh, man, I think just layer up. You just got to start with the – you can always take the layers off, but you can't add them on after you're already out. So you just got to do that.
Yeah, I like that. It's a very, very good advice. We're getting close to the end of our time, but I did have a couple other questions for you. You know, obviously you're from a coaching family and such a basketball family. So when you were making your collegiate decision to come here, you know, what was it about Trisha Binford and some of the staff that stuck out to you? Because obviously you're going to have an eye for it. Like, you've seen what you like and what you don't like about coaches. So what were some of the things that stood out of this coaching staff to help convince you to come here?
Yeah, I think it was really just the culture that they fostered here. It seemed like really a family, and they cared about your success off the court as well as on the court. And so I think I kind of had a connection with my aunt knew Sonny previously, so we kind of had that connection there. So I got to know Sonny really well through the recruiting process, and then Coach Ben, my mom played against her too, and so it was kind of just that instant like friendship that I felt with her, and I felt like this was really a place that I could thrive on the court as well as off the court. And of course, coming back to Montana, I've kind of always felt like it was my second home, so coming back here and having a bunch of family here and knowing that this is a place that my parents would want to come visit me and see all their families well, I think that played into it also.
Yeah. So what did your mom say about playing against Coach Ben? Was she like, oh, she was a dirty player, you don't want to go? Like, what'd she say about playing against her?
Fortunately, she said she was a very classy player and that she was very dominant, very fast. Yeah. She had a great pull-up jumper. And so I think they were both two really good dominant point guards in the Big Sky Conference. And so kind of having – I actually was able to watch a game where they played against each other.
Oh, nice.
I found it on YouTube or love something that. Like that. And so I thought that was pretty sweet to see them go
at it. What
did
that look like? Like, were there any fun plays or anything out of it?
Oh, you know, there's a couple that – honestly, I bet the Grizz still run today. Something about, like, high fist is basically just a ball screen and a drive for both of them because they were so quick.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of – who could outrun the other one, essentially.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'm sure the game looked drastically different. Like,
yes.
It changed so much.
Very different. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Well, a lot of fun chatting with you. The Grizz coming up again on Saturday. Any little things in terms of that scouting report and what we're looking for in this game on Saturday?
I think we just have to really lock in as far as communication. As Coach Ben mentioned after the game, after Idaho, she said that we really, as a team, have to be able to communicate with each other because it's so loud in that gym.
Yeah.
So we're not always able to hear her. So I think if we just get really intentional about our huddles and like what we're looking for and just stay composed, not let the crowd get too in our heads too much. Just kind of like stay level-headed and be really physical with them.
No doubt. Well, Leah Beattie Jr., appreciate the time. Thank you for flipping both your mom and your aunt into the blue and gold, and we're looking forward to watching you on Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. Leah Beattie. All right, that'll wrap up this edition of Cat Chat. We'll, of course, be back here at Montana's Ribbon Chop House next Tuesday at 6:30 again for another edition of this great show. Thank you to Danny Sprinkle, Trisha Binford, Andy Hill, and Leah Beattie for joining us today. Will Gordon is our producer back in the studios, and this is Keaton Gillugly saying so long. We're live from Montana's Ribbon Chop House, and you've been listening to Cat Chat presented by Learfield.
You've been listening to Cat Chat with Danny Sprinkle and Trisha Binford, presented by Montana's Rib and Chop House. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Bobcat Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.